Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us, we will spin the category wheel.
A little early.
One good week last week, we're back to it.
You know how it goes.
We will spin the category wheel, then we'll ask you a question from that category, but here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right. Because as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. Now, so far this year, our biggest dummy has been the lovely and talented Justin, who ever since he took Woodshop is still wondering what the band saw and found a way to answer 8 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Of course you can. Everyone else has. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration.
To be a contestant and play Big Dummy, call 206-803-ROCK. Like KISW on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send those emails to the men's room at KISW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, but Charles, away we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,314. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. We'll raid the metal shop catalog a little bit this afternoon.
Yes, indeed.
So to speak. Head chef, you are in the house today.
Yeah.
You have drinks. We could all use a drink. Each state's favorite drink specifically while you are flying on an airplane.
Correct.
That is specific.
I know we all do it in here. I don't know that Mike does. But I feel like sometimes you're on a plane for whatever reason, you drink a different cocktail.
You do. Yeah, you're right.
Maybe. Even if you're a beer guy, you might, you know, you get on a plane, all of a sudden you're a Jack and Coke guy or a...
Yes.
Or a espresso vodka guy. It's very specific. It's not me.
Do you ever think about maybe drinking the drink that you're flying over? So, in other words, if you're flying over, I don't know, Kentucky, you might try to come up with a mint julep type concoction.
Well, I don't know what airline you're on, but it's hard to get cocktails like a mint julep.
No,
on the
I know. I'm just saying, like, you know. Yeah.
I like the idea.
Flying over Texas.
But, like,
maybe.
I can't fly over Chicago and be like, let me get an Old Style. Yeah,
flying over Texas, get some Tito's or whatever the deal is.
Yeah, okay. A little Deep Eddy.
So coming up at 4:30, the head chef has the each state's favorite drink on an airplane coming up.
I got a couple of texts of people who are paying attention to what might be going on today.
Yeah.
So the first text came in today. Mike, press the button. There's a little dead air to... You didn't press the go button. After that, it says you guys should play Pantera all the time. Great song selection for Kevin, RIP dude, right? People are tracking this. Give a raise to whoever just chose Pantera. Technically, that was Castle. We said, can we play some metal today in honor of Kevin Deers? Now, he's the one, I believe, that figured out the songs we will be playing. So, no.
I'll take credit for what?
I've already got you pushed for that.
Yeah, because Mike said, for Kevin, we're going to play metal songs. And I said, the only real metal song I know the words to are Walk.
Yeah, I heard you say that. No, all right, Ted gets a raise.
Thank you.
Hats off to you guys for pushing through today after the loss of Kevin. Hope you're all doing as best as possible. I think that sums it up, as best as possible. It's a hard hit. And all metal and local rock today. Maybe play the interview Kevin did with Glenn Cannon last month. No, Glenn's ego's too big. And he made me play Every Rose Has Its Thorn. And, so for that reason alone, no.
And you have to remember, man, Kevin, he used to come in a lot and help us out when we needed help, if we were down a man or whatever the deal was. And we've known Kevin since... He's been a part of this radio station.
16 years, man.
So, but I know for a fact the one thing that he would want us to do is to do our show and have a good time today. And I know for a fact that we need that, too.
Yes.
So,
yes, we do.
We need that as much as you do and much as he would want us to do that. So
we're going to play some of the best music you've heard on the show, in my opinion.
What are you guys going to do today? All right, well, We're gonna take care of the music like Kevin did.
Yeah, exactly.
And take care of the show like we do. So that's the plan of attack. And we're gonna do the game known as Big Dummy, which is a good relief most of the time.
We'll find out.
You're either on team sober, or team not sober. Our biggest dummy so far has been Justin. It took Justin 9 questions to get one right. And as we do, we like to do a little men's room poll. I believe the last time we did a poll, it was like Loudwire or one of these sites. They came up with a list of the top 10 best single-named musicians of all time.
Oh, right, yeah.
So you had everything from, like, Sting...
When you do a list like this...
Bono...
No, and hear me out. When you do a list like this, are there any one-named musicians that don't make the list? To me, when you make a list like this, you're saying, here's all the one-named musicians. Like, Flea will be on there, Sting will be on there, Madonna... Right. Like, there's not a lot to choose from.
Plus, some of these guys,
would you leave off the list, Ted?
Well, there's got to be some of them out there. We just don't know their names.
Like Eminem.
He's on the list.
Tupac. Those kind of
names. On the list, right.
So Elvis
was Diplo on the list?
No. It was not.
Okay, there you go.
But Elvis,
you
what the hell?
But Elvis,
see, now you're mad.
Now you know him. But Elvis is Elvis, yes. But he's Elvis Presley. There's never been.
But he's Elvis.
But there's never been a question that this guy did not have a last name and put it on his records. None of his records say Elvis.
Yeah, they say Elvis Presley.
They say Elvis Presley. By the way, he was number one in the voting last week.
Oh, really?
With 46% of the vote. We said if you had a one name, what would you pick? So Elvis was number one at 46%, followed by Prince at 38%. 13% of you said you'd take Pink, which I think would be a kind of a badass name for a guy because you'd wonder why he would go by the name Pink.
Find out.
And in last place, Cher with 3% of the vote.
Yeah.
So that's how that shook out.
I think the Elvis thing, though, is like I wouldn't ask somebody, are you an Elvis Presley fan? I'd be like, do you like Elvis?
I think I would say, did your parents like Elvis?
I don't care if your parents liked him.
Yeah, but generally when a kid has the name, it's like, okay, your parents like this guy. Do you like this guy too? Because clearly that you were not named after Elvis Gerbach. You were not named after Elvis Costello. It's Elvis Presley. And even if you were named after Elvis Costello, everyone's going to assume it is Elvis Presley.
If it wasn't for the Osbournes, I mean, you pretty well know Ozzy is Ozzy. You pretty well know Lemmy is Lemmy. You know, they have last names.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
But either way, I mean,
Kilmeister is just such a good last name.
It really is. That'd be a great name in football.
He's got a great birthday, too.
When is it?
Christmas
December 24th. Yeah, Christmas I don't know why I
walked into that one, dude.
So I really did.
When is it?
Why would I care?
Think about that until I'd already asked the question. Like, please be any day other than December 24th.
Yeah. Oh, he didn't go to the math.
So this week, just so you know, is National Teacher Appreciation Week.
Oh, I do know that.
Also,
got any emails for it.
More importantly for me and the other ones out there, Short King Week.
Yeah. Short King Week?
Yeah, it's Short Kings. It's our week, 5'5 to 5'9.
But you're celebrating kings that were short. Like, this is the thing.
No. We're the Short Kings.
Oh, you are the Short
King. Short King Summer.
How do you determine that it is Short Kings Week?
Because the date's 5'5 to 5'9.
I gotcha.
Short
all
Kings.
Right. It makes sense.
So Mike's out. You guys are obviously
you
out.
You got nothing but answers today, bro. I like it.
Well, Chad. Short King.
Every question I'm asked.
Do we have to wait to June? Is that what
no, he's saying 5'5. 2'5".
Yeah, but I mean, that's what I'm saying. So if you go 6 feet.
Oh, I got to wait until 6 feet.
Right. No, man, we just get the rest of the year.
Get the chicks already.
We finally I wish give you these were guys
I like tall guys, this and that. Can the Short Kings have anything?
Yeah, you do, but
you got this
just,
week.
Just based on math, I mean, there's going to be a 6 foot, you know, in June.
I'm
going to
get 6'3", 6'5". That's what I'm celebrating.
But, Miles, that's like saying there's no white history month. Every month is white history month.
Well, so but wait a minute. Wait.
Tall guys already get the stuff.
No, you don't get the week. How tall are you? You get that day. You don't get like a birthday week because your birthday's coming up.
I don't even get a day.
Wait, how tall are you?
Every day's your day, Miles.
I don't get a day. Add half an inch. Just make it sound better. Christ.
Well, it still sounds bad. Technically, 5'9".
All right. Okay. So May 9th would be your day.
Tomorrow's your day.
So does that make you like top of the hierarchy of Short Kings?
We don't have a hierarchy at Short
Kings. You said 5'5 to 5'9. That makes you like the tallest dwarf.
I mean, you're the top dog of Short Kings.
But nobody wants to be the tallest dwarf.
Mike, how tall are you?
Why wouldn't you want to be the tallest dwarf? Do you want to be the shortest dwarf?
I'm like 5'10", 5'11", depends on the day.
So the 10th or the 11th. So we know that Steve is June the 6th, right?
No,
right.
June 4th.
June 4th.
Yeah,
June 4th, that's right. Mm-hmm. I don't have a day because I'm 6 feet tall.
Oh, there's no 6'0".
How about midnight? I don't have a day.
Midnight well, you can do 5'12".
Between the 31st.
I don't have a day.
You can do 5'12".
Yeah, there you
go.
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
5'12".
See, this is why people think short people are always angry. Can we just have Short Kings Week?
No, clearly
you're six. You're over 6 foot.
Okay, it's but national, we're not calling it Short Kings
it's
Week.
National
I'm just calling it my
week.
Height day. You actually have Short Kings Week, so yes, you do get
it. Is this really a thing, or did you make this up?
No, it's a thing.
I mean, we're kind of messing around.
The answer to
on
both
the
of
podcast, we have deemed it Short Kings Summer 2020 vibe.
Who's the tallest guy on the podcast?
Cobb.
Yeah, who's the shortest?
5'9".
He's 6 foot.
6 foot, okay.
Matt, well, what's Matt?
Matt's my height, like 5'8", 5'9".
Okay. All right.
Really? So he looks shorter than
his
you.
His day's today.
Yeah.
Did you call him or anything?
Send him a call.
Well, unfortunately, I did have to talk to him today, but it wasn't about Short Kings Week.
I know. Yeah. One of those. So, all right, since it's National Teacher Appreciation Week.
By the way, real quick, my brother said today we were talking about trying to lose weight.
Yeah.
He goes, there was 37 dozen donuts in my office today.
Oh, as a National Teacher Appreciation.
Correct.
And he's trying to lose weight. Yeah.
So someone asked a couple thousand people what they believe the toughest jobs are in America. Now, half the folks that polled were trade workers, like plumbers, electricians. So those are the types of jobs the poll had in mind. Teachers still made the top 20, by the way. The top 10 all involve at least two of four things. They are either physically demanding,
mm-hmm.
have long hours, involve high stakes decisions or there's an element of danger. So basically nothing that we do in here.
Yeah, not at all.
So the toughest jobs in America, and some of them on the list, they're drywaller, woodworker, lawyer, pilot, teacher, obviously, engineer.
Well, what's so bad about being a lawyer?
Home builder.
You're going to win or lose the case, but you're still okay.
I think long hours is probably one of those.
That's why they're paralegals. Come on, man.
High stakes decision making, because maybe someone might go to jail depending on how you do your
job.
And
I know a lot of lawyers, they do not seem stressed.
They don't. One guy that comes to mind is one of the most bubbly personalities that I know. You know what I'm saying, all right? And
saw him last night.
Right. So real happy guy, like genuinely happy, always positive vibe coming off this guy. But I know he's a very good lawyer. I know he has a great track record, but I'm like, you have paralegals.
Yep.
It's a must.
Roofers on the list. Air traffic controller.
Well, yeah.
Farmer. Astronauts on here. Paramedic.
I think an astronaut only is dangerous when you're actually in space. Because you got to think, there's more quote-unquote astronauts here on Earth.
I'm sure. Like,
right, but you're not doing anything.
So what we did was we picked four of the hardest jobs. And you need to pick from one of the four as you're going to pick in and choose a tough job that you could do. So number one is cop on the list. That comes in as the fifth toughest job in America on the list. But cop, yeah, I mean, if you're a cop, you're a cop. And, you know, that's that almost checks off every box as far as high-stake decision-making, element of danger, long hours, and physically demanding.
I think it depends where you live, but sure.
Okay. Number two is going to be paramedic. Paramedic is number two, and you need to be available, obviously, all the time, just like a police officer does. Long hours, and typically, if you're dealing with someone, they are not in a good situation.
No one's in a good situation.
Right. Number three on the list would be military. So that's another tough job. That comes in at number three on the list of the toughest jobs in America. And finally, nurse. So we know the stresses of a nurse. We know that a nurse, as far as taking care of their patients, they are number one. The doctor will come in and see you, but as far as your care is concerned,
yeah, the care nurse, is the nurse. The
nurse is responsible for all of that.
Yeah.
So that's a very stressful job.
A doctor tells you the end result of all the things the nurses did. That's my experience. Yeah. So they take the blood, they run the test, they do this, right? The nurse is with you all the time. Then a doctor comes in, reads what the nurses have done on the clipboard,
and suggests maybe different things to the nurse, or the same thing, the same treatment, or different stuff, and then the nurse does that.
Right. Yeah, that's all. Yeah, that's what the nurses wrote down. Yeah. You got a so-and-so and so-and-so. And you should, let's see what they said here, take aspirin.
Yeah, it's like you saying you put tires in your car. But really all you did was you went to a Les Schwab and you said, can I have four new tires? And then they did all the work.
And you say, I got new tires.
Yeah, I put new tires in my car.
I did not put new tires in my car.
No,
Les Schwab put new tires. Les Schwab are the nurses the to my ass being the doctor.
Exactly. That's exactly right. So the tough job, you're either going to be a cop, a paramedic, work in the military, or be a nurse.
I am not taking paramedic.
Really? That was my first pick.
Really?
Man, I'll tell you what. I have a lot of buddies that work in the fire department. The paramedics, they have a tough time. You deal with a lot of death and seeing people in really messed up situations.
But I got to wonder, right, because I was thinking that, but I think this versus the doctor, okay? So the paramedic, you understand what you're walking into. It is definitively an emergency, right? Mm-hmm. I can't say probably life or death. You could break your leg. But a lot of times, it's going to be life or death. This does not make it easier, but I understand that if I lost someone, it's like, hey, man, I did the best I could with limited information, certainly limited time. We had to get there. Now, as a doctor, the paramedics have done their job to the best of their ability. Now this guy is in my car. We're in a hospital. I have the full facilities around me. Well, now if this person dies, like, I think I would feel worse as a doctor. Or with a doctor, it can be a routine surgery, right? And something goes wrong. Like, I'd feel worse about that, I believe, than if I'm a paramedic, where I understand this guy's been shot four times in his chest. I'm doing what I can to help him out. Versus the doctor, like, oh, yeah, dude, we do the surgery all the time. And then something goes south. I feel like I would live with that a lot worse.
I think than it would. Depending on, back to being a cop, what you said.
Tase them.
Depends on where you are. Depends on what you, I think being a cop in Seattle would be so frustrating because you take care of a problem and someone does not need to be on the street and you see them the next day doing the exact same problem.
Right.
That you arrested them for either earlier that week, earlier that month. So it's like whack-a-mole. No matter what you do, you know, you're limited on what you can do. And then when you can do something, it does matter because then you got to do that again with the same person.
Person, right. Over and over.
I think I'm picking military on this.
Really?
Especially with my age, yeah. I just think that I'm smart enough now to be able to shut up and listen.
but also it's physical. It so is. I take that into consideration that with
would
my
be,
age.
That would be the challenge. I think that would be the yeah. hardest thing for me to get my ass in shape. But, you know, I think when you do anything on a daily basis, you get a little better every day. Hopefully, I would have enough time through basic to be able to get in that type of shape.
You think you could survive at your age now, right?
Well, you got
12 weeks of basic.
I'm running with insoles. There's a bunch of different things going on here. Like, Sarge, can I put on some?
I think just for the question,
some Hokas.
Yeah, we got to be able to pass.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, but I'm with Miles. I'm taking military.
I mean, I think it would be first of all, it's a great career. Also, I think I would definitely get a lot of enjoyment about all the things that I would learn, as far as you know, being able to you know. Fire a weapon, being able to, you know, put it together, clean it, do all the things. Formation, I'm very good at structure.
Sure.
So if I'm put into a structured environment.
You're not Eagle Scout good, but certainly Boy Scout.
No, but I mean, my bed's going to be
You're good
by...
with your structure.
You would just struggle with the guy, the sergeant.
Correct. Correct. But I'm smart enough to keep my mouth shut now.
That's the difference.
Right? And hopefully I can just get through the physical.
Ted's not buying.
I would bite my tongue a lot.
I think you should be a
Did
bite
you want to say something, Montgomery?
Can I?
Yeah.
I mean, I want to.
I want to join the military.
No.
Just, I want to guarantee I'm not in his class.
Oh, God, you'd be doing more push-ups
and
running
more
miles.
Yeah, if I was in your unit, we'd be on that quarter deck the whole time.
I think I'm the one telling the 18-year-old to shut up. Like, kid, man, you're going to kill us on this. I think I'm the voice of reason.
I don't believe that. No.
You don't think so?
No. No. Not in that setting.
Miles Montgomery, voice of reason.
There's no chance.
Voice of reason until he gets one day of R&R.
Yeah, I know.
And it's like, do you hear what happened? Yeah, Miles got in a fight with the sergeant.
In a bar.
Yeah.
It hit on his wife.
I was just going to say hit on his wife.
Miles Montgomery, voice of reason.
That's what everybody says.
Oh, my God. Okay, Big Dummy's coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All is live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Yeah, a little slipping out there. Game is up, Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK. Steve, who is our first contestant ready to play the big game?
Well, I don't know him personally, but his name is Tom. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hola. Hola. Tom, are you on team sober or team not sober?
I'm sober.
All right, Tom, welcome to Big Dummy. Let's see here. Tom, you're going to pick a tough job. Are you going to be a cop, a paramedic, in the military, or a nurse?
I'd say military since I spent 20 years in the military.
You did, Tom. What branch of the military?
I was Air Force.
Air Force. Okay, what do you think would be Ted and I's hardest thing to get through as far as basic training?
Initial interview.
Well, yeah.
The initial interview?
No, I mean, what do you think would
the
be
the recruitment process.
Yeah, what do you think would be the hardest part for me? Because Ted and I, we're picking military as well. So since you've been in the military, what would you say would be the hardest thing for us to be able to overcome at first?
I think having no rights initially in basic, having to obey and do everything you're told, probably.
Okay, all right.
See, I think you're right.
I'm fine with that. It's the idea of the physical stuff and going through the crucible.
Yeah. So I think you guys would have two different things. I think, Ted, you're right. I think you'd fall in line quicker as far as discipline goes. And just be like, man, I hate the physical crap. Or Miles, you'd be like, you know what? I'm looking forward to this physical challenge. I wish I could do it when I get out of the brig. I feel like that's basically what your experience is.
Because I just assume I'm going to join the Marine Corps.
All right. Ted the Marine.
And look, I'll be that honest. I have a very good friend who did his 20 years in the military in the Air Force.
All right.
So he cracks on the Air Force all the time. And I told Mike, I'm not in the military, so I'm not going to do it. But when I was writing out the question, I put military, and I wanted to put the parentheses, not the Air Force.
Oh, damn. All right, Tom, here's your question. Which pool ball has a green stripe?
Oh, yikes. I don't know. 9.
7?
Nope.
Now, the green ball, I believe, is the 6.
So which one has the green stripe?
So,
it's funny. People go with pool balls when it's the solid colors. And you get to this, because it threw me off, too. It is the 14.
14. I was
14. What'd you guess, the 9 ball?
No, 9's the yellow stripe.
Yeah. Correct. All right. Your question, Arnold Schwarzenegger played the character Douglas Quaid in what movie?
Oh, man, he went to Mars. It was,
Yes, he went to Mars.
Megan was the other name.
Saw a three-breasted woman.
Oh, yeah, Sharon Stone was his fake wife.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't Throw Mama from the Train?
Yeah, Total Recall.
Had to talk your way through that one. Very good.
Hey, he got there, yeah. He was in Mars. I would have never remembered the name.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803. Hey!
Hello, Conrad. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Conrad, are you sober or not sober?
Totally sober.
Totally sober, Conrad.
All right, Conrad. Going to pick a tough new job. You being a cop, a paramedic, military, or nurse?
Going with the military.
Going with the military. What branch would you enlist in?
Probably the Army.
Army.
Okay. All right. Be all you can be, Conrad.
I think if we do it, we got to go top of the line. Special Forces.
Special Forces.
Yeah, they need a couple
How
guys.
How long do you think you would last in Special Forces?
Oh, I'd ring that bell in 2 seconds.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Well, I was thinking about the Coast Guard until you tell your story. Well, I guess that was the Coast Guard Academy.
It's Coast Guard, so my brother.
But if those
you still
rules
had to
still
do
apply.
I mean, so I don't know if that's their version of boot camp. I don't know. But my brother had been recruited by the Coast Guard. He was very, very excited about it. They desperately wanted him. It's like a match made in heaven. We had all the Coast Guard gear, right? They gave us all the crap. So we went to the academy, what is it, New London, Connecticut, I believe it is, and they gave us this big-ass tour. They're treating him like gold. Like, my brother basically is a future Coast Guard member at this point. We all know it. And then we sit down and we watch this, like, 20-minute film, and it's just about what they have to do to get through the academy. And most of the academic crap or any of the kind of, my brother's loving, absolutely loving.
Right, it's his thing.
But that's why they recruited him. This guy's got a big brain, and the truth is, my brother, he is not going to see physical action. This is not why you've been recruited. You are there to be a brain. However, if you go through the academy, there's still some physical stuff you have to do. And it wasn't terribly grueling. But the last thing they had to do, right, and this is their last rite of passage before they get whatever it is you get in the Coast Guard, and take out on this cutter. And I can't remember how tall this cargo net was, but it was a great distance up. And the idea was you climb up the cargo net, yeah. Throw your leg over the mast, I guess, and then climb down the other side, right? And that is the final thing that they do. You are officially a Coast Guard member. My brother watched this movie. They showed that thing last, and they had a camera shot from the top of the net looking down toward the water. And he seriously looked at the guy who had recruited him, the guy we'd been there with for hours, treating us like gold, said, nope. The guy goes, I'm sorry, what? My brother goes, do you have to do that? And the guy goes, well, yeah. I mean, the whole film was all the other stuff. He's like, I have no problem with that. Do you have to climb over the cargo net and come down? And the guy goes, yes, it's the last thing we have you do. No. So I'm done. There's no chance I go here. That was that. That was it.
That's what I'm saying.
Period.
That's why
you couldn't talk. He was just like, well, nope.
See, I like the Coast Guard, but the swimming requirements as well. Like, right. I could do a triathlon. I know for a fact, well, I could do two out of the three aspects. I know I could run it, and I know I could bike it. That swimming aspect of it,
sure.
That's the one that's going to kill me. So that probably you have to go into the Army, I think.
And just on that alone.
Yeah. Well, right. I mean, I like the idea of Coast Guard, but I mean, half
the
time.
What about the Coast Guard you like? Because to me, the sexy thing is when those guys are dangling from helicopters. And while that's cool, I think to myself, I would never do that.
Well, you're a big crash in waves. You also have to remember, you're never in like San Diego or Hawaii. Like, you were like helping a fishing boat where it's cold.
That's what I'm saying.
Like
you're in the Bering Strait.
Yeah, I mean, you're somewhere that just sucks.
But the flip side is, if you want action, I would think you'd want to be in the Bering Strait. Sure, surroundings kind of suck, but, like, there's more chance for things to go wrong.
There's a lot of stuff in the Caribbean, too, man. The coast, I mean, they're out there all the time watching for stuff.
Yeah, but is that, like, drug runners and all that?
Yeah.
But that, come on. I know what I'm doing. That's not the same.
The texter just said it. Space Force.
Space Force.
Space Force, man.
All right.
Space Force, yes.
What do you do?
I don't care.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just shooting a lot of stuff.
Shooting a lot of stuff, all right.
I want to shoot stuff. I want to fire an RPG. Okay. I want to run a 50 cal one time. It's like, Dad, we need somebody to shoot stuff. Bring in Smith.
Somebody to shoot stuff. That's what they're always looking for in the military. Do we have anyone here that can shoot stuff? Thank God Ted's here.
He's a specialist. Right. What? Like, he loves throwing lead downrange.
He'll shoot anything.
Ted's in jail.
Right. But he'll shoot anything. All right, Conrad, here is your question. What is the shortest and bloodiest of the seven dwarves? I'm kidding. What is the shortest and bloodiest of Shakespeare's plays?
Oh, damn.
Are you hoping there's a seven dwarf?
I thought you were going to ask about a battle of the Civil War for some reason.
Sorry to let you down, buddy.
Yeah.
Short one. How about the Tempest?
Too long.
Romeo and Juliet?
Macbeth.
Macbeth.
Macbeth. Never say it.
Is that the one I thought it was? Is it Macbeth you never say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Theater guy news.
Here is your question. What body part does a butterfly use for tasting?
It's antenna.
What's that? Oh, it's antenna. It's feet.
That's weird.
So you realize when a butterfly lands on you and you're all excited, really, he's tasting it.
You taste wonderful.
That is kind of weird. It takes, like, the coolness factor. Butterfly landed on me. That's the equivalent of a stranger licking your shoulder.
Let me rub my feet on your steak to check if it's done.
He just wouldn't fly away.
Keep that in mind. All right. What global issue does the 2016 Paris Agreement deal with?
Climate change.
Okay. By the way, Miles.
Yes.
As you join Space Force, texter here says Space Force manages and controls satellites.
Sweet.
Hell see, yeah. I don't think you're going to be fit for that.
Oh, I'm good. I'm right now. I'm monitoring the satellite that the Russians put up there years ago. It's probably entering our orbit.
Has it landed yet?
Any moment. No, I'm tracking it on my desk.
Dummy.
Way ahead of us. Practicing.
Hello, Paul. Welcome to the men's room.
Yeah. Hola, bitches.
Hola. Yeah, you pee any minute.
Oh, I know. God.
Paul, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober, working.
All right, Paul. You're going to get a new job. Whatever you're doing now, forget about it. One of the tough jobs, you're going to be a cop, a paramedic, military, or nurse?
Yeah, see, I already have a tough job, but so I'm in shape for, I think, military.
Okay.
What is your tough job?
Most recently I worked for a paving company, and that road is very heavy.
The road is heavy.
The road is heavy, yeah.
Okay, all right. Paul, how old are you?
I'm 34
okay.
this month.
I bet you could do it.
Okay. All right, Paul, here is your question. King Henry VI was the king of what country? King Henry VI.
It's got to be the UK, right?
England, I'll give it to you.
Okay, one and done. Nice England. Job.
All right, before we let you go, a true or false question for you. True or false, Britney Spears and Donald Trump are 19th cousins?
That's got to be true.
Now, false. But she is Britney Spears' 19th cousins with Gerald Ford.
Oh. Yeah. All right.
Isn't she lucky?
She pulls out that little factoid at parties?
That's how they get her in.
Yeah. She loves dancing.
She's got a
constantly.
She's got a house down by my uncle's place. What? She's on the water, you see.
Britney. In Florida?
Yeah.
Is that where she's living or she owns the house there?
She is kind of from that area, but she owns the house. I guess she's there some of the time. It's the weirdest combination of people. It's like Tommy Tuberville,
all right,
and then Britney Spears, and then Karl Rove.
And then your uncle.
No, my uncle lives up
the other side of the track.
Yeah,
he's not
in that area, but yeah.
It's like, huh, those guys are neighbors, huh?
Yeah, she's from Mississippi.
Yeah.
Is it Mississippi? Okay. Thought it was Louisiana.
Thank you. I mean, whatever. Not.
is from Mississippi, but general area.
Yeah. Hello, David. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hola.
David, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober. Will your kidnappers take the gag ball out of your mouth?
No, let me put those pieces.
Did they do it?
Is that better?
No.
But
we'll roll with it.
All right, dude. I'll pick a tough job. Cop, paramedic, military, or nurse?
Well, military.
Military. Okay.
And what branch of the military are you joining?
Navy.
All right. Navy man. All right. My father was in the Navy. And at that time, the Bermuda Triangle was the big deal. He is stationed in New Brunswick, Canada. And part of his job, not the entire time he was there. And this is the stupidest thing. He's like, look, you don't get to pick your assignments. But me, about six other guys, we got on the same plane every day. And we flew. We did a round trip. We flew from New Brunswick to the Bermuda Triangle, and then we flew back. He didn't land. It was a 13-hour day. He's like, this is every day. And I said, what is the point of this? Yeah, there's a few other things we did, but the hope of the commanders, but not for those of us on the flight, was that the plane would disappear over the Bermuda Triangle and somehow maintain contact. I said, your job was
Did they not like your dad?
I'm guessing they didn't.
Okay. And that's how the other guys. Are you guys fly into the area?
To the Bermuda Triangle every day. To see if you, because it was the hotbed at the time. And I'm like, well, what did you think? He's like, look, man, we knew what anyone else knew about the Bermuda Triangle, which was you don't want to be there, but our job specifically was to fly into the Bermuda Triangle.
Go talk to that tribe in Papua New Guinea.
Yeah.
And see if you want
to. He also maintains, though, he goes, look, man, I was not a pilot. So the pilot could have been lying and said, yeah, we're in the Bermuda Triangle. And they weren't.
I mean, I think that's just how it works. My dad would always tell a story. He went to officer candidate school.
All right.
Right? And he had some big plan what he was going to do. And he said afterwards, they're all in a room, and a dude walks in on the chalkboard, just writes out in big letters, infantry.
Oh, congrats, damn.
You're all there. Right.
There goes the plan.
Right? He's like, what about what I was planning to do? It's like, yeah, you're going over.
Keep playing him. All right, David, here's your question. What city did Frank Sinatra help immortalize as, quote, that toddling town?
New York.
Palm Springs.
Nope. So you know he's a big New York guy. You know he's a big
Atlantic City.
San Francisco guy. Oh. Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
That's a toddling town, guys. All right, your question.
What does that even mean?
But toddling? I assume it means good. You might find out it means horrible.
All right.
Who won an Oscar for his role in the movie Ray?
Sammy Davis Jr.
Sammy Davis Jr. Jamie Foxx.
No, the other black guy. Yeah. Jamie Foxx. You know,
Sammy.
You know what's so bad about this movie, man? Like, it came out, it got an Oscar nomination. Ray Charles never got to see it.
Doggone it, Steve.
Don't give me that look. It's true, man. Everyone's telling you, hey, they made this great biopic about your life. The people that know you say, hey, this is spot on. The problem is it's a movie.
Right? Do blind people still go to movies?
Sure.
I mean, you could listen to it, I guess. And they can say, he's doing a great job. But like any movie, there's some scene where there's no dialogue. Just something happens. Ray never saw it, man.
What's happening?
Hey, Ray, he's kissing her.
What? I never kissed that woman.
I never did that.
I bet you Ray would be like, okay, then answer me a question right quick. Is she good looking? Because I never saw the woman I kissed.
Did I do well?
Right. All right, your question. In what state did the movie Deliverance take place?
California.
Oh, God.
Georgia.
It was Georgia. Yeah. California.
Backwoods of California.
Yeah. I had to go to Northern California, man.
It's a wasteland out there.
It is.
But you don't squeal like a pig near as much as you bray like a cow.
Well, okay.
Come on, move for me.
Are you west of the Mississippi now, brother?
Move for me.
You move like a cow. Want your East Coast pig squealing?
Pull on your udder.
All right, your question. What color was associated with baby boys in the 17th century?
Light blue.
What's that?
Blue.
No,
it's the opposite.
Pink.
Pink.
Dang.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
What was girls then? Was that
blue?
White? It was blue.
It was blue.
For whatever reason, it was the opposite.
They switched it, yeah, like in the 1800s, I think it was, which really? Would really do a number if you could bring them back to life, right, and take them to a, what do you call it, gender reveal party?
Yeah.
They'd always get it wrong. It's a boy. It's a girl, bro. Times have changed.
All right. Well, that's like nurses were always men until the Civil War.
Yeah, exactly. Then all the men were being used up.
Yep.
All right. Your question is multiple choice. Wink Martindale, Bob Eubanks, Chuck Woolery, or Bill Cullen? Which future game show host had a top 40 hit with the song Naturally Stoned?
Eubanks.
I'll say Wink.
Chuck Woolery.
Huh. Wink Martindale just passed away.
Did he?
Last week, yep.
Oh, sure. Damn. You know, that's his birthday.
That's exactly. I was like, Wink Martindale. I can't name their kid Wink.
I read it once. I can't remember his birth name, but yeah, it was not Wink.
It's like the black guy's the white guy's nickname. That guy was successful. Still went by Wink.
Good point.
All right, white guy, you get a nickname, you can stick with it for life.
There you go. That's it. Yeah, just call me Wink. Because I had pink eye as a kid. All right, your question.
What are you, Anna Faris?
Yeah, no, that's right.
She's doing ads for Walmart.
No, I saw that, yeah.
Pink eye.
Which, credit to her, I don't know if I'd want to be the spokesperson for pink eye.
I know somebody who could.
Hey,
damn it.
Hey, are you into me? You like what I like? You get pink eye, you know what I mean?
God.
You like the taste of it? Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can get rid of this.
Go on the back door goggles.
Hey. Just for you know what I'm talking about.
Goggles. Yeah, oh, no.
Goggles. All right, your question. What affliction of eyesight is also known as Daltonism?
Billy Mays here for backdoor goggles.
Nearsighted.
What was that?
Nearsighted.
Color blindness.
You like doing coke and then eating? Doing the Glen Cannon? You might get one of these.
You like to make it sound like a tauntaun. All right.
Well, you might get pink eye.
Your question, what holds the bit in a drill?
Ooh.
It's also a man's name or a verb to throw.
Okay. I didn't know it was called that.
Mm-hmm.
Is it also something that kind of stops Chuck. A...
What was that?
Chuck.
Oh, I was thinking toss.
Okay.
All right. Very good. Game is Big Dummy. More Big Dummy coming up. We need to take a break.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.